We want to speak to you on a rather odd topic. We would like to speak to you about faith and how to save yourself from aiming your energy in a direction that can do you harm. Faith is a thing that works beautifully when it is connected to the universe and does not work at all when it is connected to your ego. And we do not think badly of the ego because it is a part of you and it has a place in your life and a function. But most of the misery of life happens when things that do not belong together are hooked up together. We see with your young, very often they are saying, if I love him, he must love me. Now, all of you know that to be a mistake of that of the young. But that is what we would call a misplacement of faith. This is going to be because I want it to be. Now, that does not mean it might never be, but you don't want to hook faith up to what it is that you want in an ego way. Now, here is the thing. Without the ego, you might not want anything. And that would be unfortunate because what you want in life is what determines how you walk your path. If you were without any ego at all, and you landed on the earth and said, any old path will do, that could be unfortunate. We want the ego to help us in that we want it to help us focus, to gather information about what brings us joy and what brings us enlightenment, what brings us to the service that we are here to do. So the ego can actually help you focus. But faith is a higher level energy. The frequency of faith is very high. And so faith works in a different relationship to the universe. It says to the universe, you have the plan. I know you have the plan. Now, this is what I want, but I have faith in the plan and your ability to show me how to move with the plan. Now, in that movement, there may still be ego, but it is that ability not to turn over in the limp way, not turning over that way, but turning up and coming to a place which you all will on your path, where you are confused, where you do not know which way to turn, where you are uncertain about what is going to be best for your life. That is the time that you want to have faith. And what does that mean? It means your willingness to move up and say, from my position, I cannot see the plan. From your position, you can. And I have faith that you will show me what I need to know in order to move forward. To move forward, not to get my way, but to move forward. Now, often that includes getting your way, but it must be tuned at a higher level. And when we are working with this in our daily life, we never want to be critical, but we do want to pay attention to what we call the repeating flaw. And that is, I have had this thought pattern, and I have gone around with it and around with it, and I am digging a hole in the earth. I have been with this thought pattern so many times. When you see that and you realize how much energy it takes to go around and around with that, that is the time to faith up, and to say, I do not see my way out of this. I I don't. I am limited in my human abilities and with my human information, and I am needing something better. So I am going to move, perhaps in meditation, a good way to do that. I'm going to move up to a place where the patterns are all clear and you are known as who you are and loved where you are. And that is the you that you take up to say, I cannot see the path here. Be my light. Show me the light. And I will give up these endless circles of worry and self-criticism, criticism of others, all of those things. Because you will notice that when you have a recurring circle, it does indeed dig a hole in your consciousness. And the hole gets deeper and deeper, but you never get any new information. You never get the, oh, I see it all now. That is what you get from your spirit and from the faith that you take upward, saying, I am, and your willingness to stop circling and to stop believing that you can absolutely figure everything out with your mind if you just do that circle again. So in giving up that circling, you free yourself to move up in faith to a place where the light actually lives. And then be willing to let that light come to you in the best possible way, in the best possible form, in the best possible time. We all want the answer now. It is the human, trait. But very often you are shown how you need to move. You are shown the path you need to be on at the perfect moment that you need to be on it. And if you are open to that, that does not mean that you are not working or taking responsibility. It means that you have moved up. And you have joined your energy with a higher energy. And that, to the best of your ability, you will keep your eyes open and allow the universe to show you where that path is going and where your feet need to be now. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain washing away the worries of the week. And feel it fall on the outside of your body and into the field around you that might have caught things that are hard or distressing. Give it to the rain. Let it fall away from you. Now move your attention into your heart center and see that the flame of your spirit burns there, burns brightly, and feel its power to hold you, your physical body, your spiritual body, your emotional body. Let that spirit hold you. Feel your identity in that light. And feel your love of your own identity, your own uniqueness, your own light. And as you love that light, see it grow until your heart center is like a beautiful countryside, full of all that is yours, all that brings you joy and peace. And let that light illuminate all of that around you. And take a moment to see what grows in the countryside in your heart. Find a road, a golden road in your heart, and begin to walk it in faith, knowing that what you see on that road is for your highest good. And allow yourself to see something that appears on the road or crosses the road. Rest the mind and simply know what crosses your path. Now, when you've noted what has appeared first, move on the road. And see what comes to you next. And move on the road to a place where there is a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Feel that light that is your spirit move down into your solar plexus and displace any energy that would prevent you from knowing peace. And feel your body become lighter as feelings of resentment or pain or worry leave your body, and see that light see the light move down into your second center and begin to displace all the judgment and the shame that may have gathered in your life through the years. Feel all of it move away because you do not need it now. It does not honor you. It does not serve you. It is of the past. And see the waterfall that cleanses everything that comes into your life that you wish to remove. Feel the flame go into your root and illuminate your plan for your life and displace everything that does not go with your identity, your reason for being here, what you love and what you serve. Feel the flame begin to live in your root so that your spirit helps you to create what you are here to create. See the flame in your heart move up into your throat. And let that flame act like a cleanser to clean out the thoughts, the words that do not hold you up in the way they should. Any words that turn against you, those must all leave. And let the flame illuminate your throat so that what you speak to yourself is loving and true. And feel the flame keep that center alive and bright and move up into your third eye. Let the flame cleanse the third eye. Take away the fractured beliefs, the beliefs that say you do not know, when it is your very birthright to know. Let your third eye return to you in its full power, so that in peace and power you can see your life. Feel the flame burn in your third eye. And then move up into the crown. Let the flame open the crown. And know that the flame opens the door to heaven. That this is the opening where the universe can come to you, can speak to you, can make you strong and well and joyful and full of knowledge. This is the place where the universe brings peace to your life. Feel it running all through you and around you. And in the peace, there is love. And take your faith up and ask for what you need to know. Thank you. Now, remembering your path in your heart and the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes. Thank you.